You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by. In this episode, Gordon asks, what is your personal commitment?
Hi, it's Gordon here. Today I just wished to share some reflections about commitment. I've been asking myself, what was my personal commitment in life over the last few months? This is since my experiences have forced me to rethink a lot of ideas and thoughts I had in the past. I know that today I feel rather confused and still haven't settled to a definite decision about what my personal commitment in life is. But I can say that I feel I'm getting closer at least. But at times I feel that if I remain working in my current position and doing the same routine, living the same routine over and over again, I'm not being truly authentic to my feeling, my call, if you may. And I'm not being true to my commitment, which I'm slowly discovering. At this point, it would be premature to talk about my commitment and what appears to be really what I want to do with love. I admit that I had commitments in the past and I had made certain decisions in the past based on what was happening to me at the time and based also on the way I looked at things and the world at the time. But now I'm faced with a change. While my life experiences has opened my mind to a new awareness of reality, I could have chosen to ignore it or even avoid dealing with it. In a way, I could continue living the same way I did before. I could also remain in this position as it's very comfortable and safe. And there are a lot of positive prospects that await me if I continue my current work and the things I do on a regular basis. But I've come to a point when I cannot deny that although it gives me satisfaction and I do still feel committed to the cause and all that, there's some emptiness, some sadness that always emerges during particular times. I get to a point when I ask myself whether it's really this what I want to be doing for the rest of my working life, at least. And if you think about it, all of us have to face change, have to face life, and unfortunately, not all of us are prepared to change and to commit ourselves to something new, because in a way, something new is an unknown, a place where there could be risk, even risk of losing everything we have worked for so hard. But on the other hand, failing to take a commitment also can imply a life of dissatisfaction, a life where we pursue not what we really want to pursue, but what circumstances have forced us in a way to pursue. In this, I think there is an importance of being true to ourselves, of being true to something that really is at the basis of commitment, and that is the purpose of our commitment. Why have we committed ourselves to a particular purpose? Because a commitment involves even is something because it has purpose. Purpose is the basis of commitment. A commitment without any purpose is like, I think, a ship without a map, traveling without any point of reference. And while a ship, or we may indeed find in the future a solution and a life we can live with, there is still that possibility that we wasted, and that perhaps we'll regret till our dying days, and it's too late. I know I sound a bit serious in these podcast episodes, but really, I feel it's important for me to think more deeply about my life, and perhaps I could in some way or another say something that might help someone else. You never know, miracles could happen. But seriously, I feel it's important, especially today, to be aware of who we are and of what we really want from life. Because I've been myself living life based on ideas and thinking that was actually influenced on what others thought of me, of what I thought of myself. But if you think about it, if I think about it, many times you really have to stop when you're forced to stop because of any reason, such as in my case, which was medical in nature, you have to the opportunity to seriously rethink many aspects of your life, which you wouldn't really do if you continued living as you were before. And in this, my practice of meditation and mindfulness, which I have already talked about in other episodes, is making me more aware of a certain part of me, an inner part of me that is trying to tell me something about who I am, that is opening my awareness to things that I do, actions that I perform, that I've grown used to doing out of habits and not really out of any conviction, or because I find myself in a position where doing something else would have negative implications on my life. So yes, commitment does involve a degree of sacrifice. It involves even a large amount of change in our lives. For once we are committed to something, we can't continue, we can't keep attached to our previous lives or to the way we used to think before. Otherwise, we would just be saying that we're committed to a particular cause or particular ideal. But in fact, by not living up to our commitment, we are failing not just to others, but equally importantly, we are failing ourselves. And I think in the future, in future episodes, I hope to elaborate on this question, because it's not easy to resolve, and indeed it might never be resolved in a lifetime. But the hope remains, the hope that we find the answers to the question remains. And when we feel that we're getting closer to achieving this personal commitment, we might feel happier and more authentic in our life, more honest and more freer than we ever did before. And things that previously appeared to be important or central to our life become secondary, and we're faced with the future, which might end at any time really. We start to feel that all our previous aspirations to get a job to get a career, to make more money, can at any point just disappear. And then what? What will be the answer to the question, have I lived my life true to my purpose and commitment? And although we might have indulged in luxury and in a life of physical and sensory delights, what do we have left once all this is gone, once all this is finished? And so we return to the first question I asked. And perhaps I'll conclude with the start of this episode, the question I asked at the beginning of this episode. What is your purpose of life? What is your commitment to life? And on a personal level, I ask again, what is my personal commitment in life? Or really, what should my personal commitment in life be? Thanks very much for listening. And as usual, feel free to contact me through my website and my blogs as you like, or even through this channel. Thank you very much, and good day, good night, wherever you may be.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started. For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening.